Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, we're going to look back at last week's message titled The End of the Story, particularly about the book of Revelation. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the At the Table podcast. I am Pastor Gary, and I'm so glad you could join us today as we dive into the topic that, well, can seem a bit daunting, the book of Revelation. This past week, I tackled this in the sermon at Grace Community Church, so check out the link below to see more about this sermon. But today, we're going to look at this, and it is a bit daunting. While it might be one of the most avoided and controversial books to preach from, I'm here to break it down into bite-sized pieces that hopefully will help you digest it, and we'll work on this together. So grab something like a drink or coffee and pull up a chair and let's start the chat today. Now, Revolution is quite the journey, one that I've always listened and likened to the anticipation of a vacation. You know, that idea of revelation of when you get to the end of a story or the end of a journey. You know that feeling when you're crossing to bridge into your happy place? For me, that's going to the Outer Banks in North Carolina. When I cross that bridge and I arrive there, it just feels like I've arrived. That's the sense of anticipation that Revelation is meant to bring, though with a different kind of final destination, of course, which is, we know, to be heaven with God. Revelation at its core is just that. It's an unveiling. It's like that moment on a home makeover show when the big reveal happens. But instead of a newly renovated house, this is an unveiling of what's to come in God's plan. The author, the Apostle John, gives us a sneak peek into both the struggles and the triumphs that await humanity and creation. Now, a couple of key themes arise. There are three, actually, that I want to unpack for you here today. First, Revelation presents a triumphant Christ. Amidst all the turmoil and questions, we find this reassuring truth that Jesus wins, just as he said would happen. It's a powerful reminder that despite the current chaos in the world today, he is coming back, victorious and authoritative as the Alpha and the Omega. Second, the book centers us around heaven as the true center of the universe, not the chaos we're witnessing here on earth today. John was given a glimpse into this heavenly reality, and it serves as a reminder that God is ultimately in control of all things. Despite the trials that we face, Revelation assures us that heaven's throne is the true center of everything. And finally, it shows us that God will make things right in the end. The promise gives us hope that the brokenness and sin in our world won't have the final say. God will restore and renew and bring reconciliation with his creation. And Revelation paints a vivid picture of this new heaven and new earth where God will dwell with his people, wiping away every tear. So where do you fit in this cosmic story of redemption and restoration? It really boils down to one critical question. Where do you stand in relation to Jesus Christ? Your answer determines your eternity. Revelation is a reminder that not just about the destination, but it's about the journey and the decisions we make along the way. If you're already a follower of Jesus, my question is this: what are you doing with that knowledge? Who is in your life that needs to hear about the hope and promise of Jesus today? Our hope is to go back into the brokenness and be a light. Imagine the impact if each of us shared this good news with just one person and saw them come to know Jesus Christ. Like in the early church, the possibilities are endless. Now, if you're listening to this podcast and perhaps don't fully recognize or don't realize if you know Jesus personally, I want to encourage you to go back to the message, and I'll link it below in the exact location, and look at the presentation that I made called The Three Circles. And this idea that helps explain how God created the heavens and the earth initially, and it was perfect. But see, sin entered the world, causing brokenness. And because of this brokenness, we try to get out of this world. And no matter what we do, like bungee cords, we get snapped right back into it. But just like in the beginning, when God loved his creation, he still does. And because of this, he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross and pay for our sins. But he didn't stay dead. See, he conquered death and rose from the grave. And because of this, we can come to him today. And if we would believe in him and place our faith in Jesus and repent of the sins in our life, we will be saved. And then we begin to make Jesus the center of our world, the king of our creation, of our life. And we make him king by knowing him more and following him and growing closer to Jesus. As we grow closer and closer, we're actually called to go back into the brokenness and share this good news with people today. And so the question that comes up at the end of these three circles is this: what circle do you exist in right now? Are you still caught in the brokenness of sin? If you are, what do you want to do about it? And the final question is, what needs to be done next? Well, I hope this message resonates with you. And if you want further information, again, I say look down below in the show notes, and there'll be a link to this exact spot in the sermon where I give this message in a brief synopsis that you can either verify for yourself or share with others. Well, I do want to thank you for joining me at the table today, and I hope this conversation has left you with a deeper understanding and a bit of peace regarding Revelation. Remember, the end of the story is that Jesus triumphs, and our heaven is where our hope is at, and God will mend all that is broken now. If you have any questions or someone you want to talk to about Jesus, don't hesitate to reach out. Let's continue this conversation and walk this journey together. Well, I hope this message has encouraged and equipped you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Until next time, this is Pastor Gary inviting you to keep your heart open and your eyes fixed on the ultimate hope we have in Christ. Till next time, have a great day.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.